This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you. There's a unity in the Word of God, and there's a unity in prophecy. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Verse 20, knowing this verse, that no prophetic coast of the Scripture is of any isolated interpretation. For the propheticos came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And one of those holy men is the prophet Ezekiel. And oh my, do I have fun teaching Ezekiel. And we did an eschatology school on it, and then we wrote to get permission, because we used a lot of a Hebrew translated Bible. And we never did get an answer back from them. But do you know Alon Sharon? Alon Sharon, when we were in Israel, he said, oh, I know the guy that did the commentary. I'll get you the permission. Alon will be here. Oh, good. So Alon is getting us the rights, and we'll soon be able to offer that book and our teaching on it and its amazing things from the prophet Ezekiel. Now, what Jesus said, one of the signs, the sign he told them to watch is the fig tree. Watch the fig tree and all the nations. The fig tree is Israel. So you're supposed to watch Israel. And one of the main places to watch it is with the prophets in hand. And the prophet Ezekiel especially. Now, the first temple was destroyed. The second temple was destroyed, and that's what Jesus was prophesying. But the first temple had been destroyed in, 596 B.C., 500 plus years before Jesus was there. The first temple had been destroyed. It had been built, you know, by Solomon in the time of David and Solomon. And it was destroyed, and the people, the Jewish people were then, remember, he wanted to bless them in the land and let everybody, that was plan A, see that they were blessed. But if you don't obey me, I'm going to scatter you throughout all the earth. And then in the last days, I'm going to, King James says hiss for you, but the Hebrew says pipe for you. Play a little pipe, going to go off in your heart. You're going to come home. And so we see Jews come home from everywhere. It is amazing to watch them. Brandon said he was watching on 700 Club, and they talked about they found these people high in the mountains of Peru, keeping the Jewish ways. Well, we've been to those people when they got to Israel. They love to live in the mountains, and they live in the near the Alon Moray, near that tree, and we go to visit them. And it's exciting. He said in the Word that they'll even come home from China. So one of the amazing things that's happening right now, and God said that when nations see it, they're supposed to know that he's God. He's bringing them home. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet Ezekiel, they were told, if you don't straighten out, you're going to be in trouble, and you're going to be out of this land. And so Babylon came over, Nebuchadnezzar came over, and he carried off Jews into captivity, into Babylon. But the temple wasn't destroyed yet. And you remember Daniel went, one of the early groups. And the prophet Ezekiel went, and he prophesied to them the temple was going to be destroyed. And they didn't believe it. They counted him a false prophet. The temple can't be destroyed, but it was destroyed. A runner came one day and told them that the temple was destroyed. And so then after that, Ezekiel went, his esteem went high in their eyes, and they honored him very much. And all the days of Ezekiel, he lived with them there in that land. But he prophesied to them, God's not through with you. They're devastated. The temple was their contact with God. And they're devastated. They don't know if they have any hope anymore. And so he was the prophet that, praise the Lord. So the prophet Ezekiel prophesied to them. You remember he was the one that the Lord took him out and showed him the valley of the dry bones. That's the whole house of Israel. He said, you're going to come back together. And God's going to breathe on you. And he prophesied all about those wonderful things. So that's one. That's what's going to be restored. Exactly as the prophet Ezekiel said, the prophet Jeremiah, and all the other prophets. And so I want you to turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Yehezkiel. And you remember he saw the chariots of God. He saw the wheel within a wheel, remember? And what happened with Ezekiel in seeing those chariots of God, the temple could never have been destroyed if the Shekinah glory was in it. So the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah is the way you say it, left the temple. And those chariots of God, they had come to escort the glory out of the temple. And so he witnessed the glory leaving the temple, and then he prophesied that in the millennial temple, the glory will come back. So it's amazing. Be restored. I mean, right there in Jerusalem in that millennial temple, of course, God is everywhere and Jesus is there, but there will be a manifestation of the Shekinah according to the book of Ezekiel. And let's look at just a few verses here. I didn't take time to mark them all, but let's look at Ezekiel 10. And I didn't go through and mark every single one where it mentions when the glory left, and the Merkava, the chariots of God, came to escort it. It left, you know, it was there behind the veil, and it would make its progress out. And so chapter 10 and verse 4. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub. Remember, it's in the cherubim. The glory of the Lord is there on the ark, over the ark, and the cherubim around about it. So it lifts up off of that ark where it's always stood, and it went to the threshold of the house. And the house then was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. It's moving out, and it's traveling out through the threshold, past the threshold, past the court. Verse 18, then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim, these are the cherubim on the Merkavah, lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them, and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the Lord of Israel was over them above. So they move on out, they move out past the threshold, past the court, and now they're over to the eastern gate. And then in chapter 11 and verse 22, then did the cherubim lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of Jehovah went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. And the mountain which is on the east side of the city is what? The Mount of Olives. So then it goes over to the Mount of Olives, and then from the Mount of Olives, we could follow it on through. It lifts on up. Well, where did Jesus lift up from? The Mount of Olives. And where is he coming back to? The Mount of Olives. And the glory, the Shekinah, that will be in that millennial temple will come back. And if we had time, we'd trace it in its return. And that is told us here in the book of Ezekiel. Because after all, we're talking about the restoration of all things. We'll just turn to 41. No, we're going to have to go to Ezekiel 43. Ezekiel 43:1. Afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks toward the east. And this is in the millennium. This is the millennial temple is built. And the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of his east, of the east, and his voice was like a voice of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Verse 4, and the glory of Jehovah came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Now the glory of the Lord will be all over the earth at that time, but there will be a special manifestation of the Shekhinah in that rebuilt temple. Bless the Lord. Now, there's a man named Dr. David Allen Lewis. How many of you know him? And Dr. Lewis was probably the number one Assemblies of God prophecy teacher. And I came to know him. And he said about me that I had a spirit like unto his, more akin than anyone he had ever met. And so when he left earth, when he departed, he gave me some prophecies. He prophesied to me. And he gave me some projects. And one of the projects that he gave me was the Ezekiel tablets. And these Ezekiel tablets, did you see them, Larry? Okay. These Ezekiel tablets, he believed, are the original book of Ezekiel. And it would be the only book that we have that is the book. What we have now are copies of manuscripts. We don't have any original books, none, except this is, I believe, and he believes, and an expert believes that this is the true book of Ezekiel. So when I went to Israel this time, there is a man, and he is an expert on this book. On these tablets. And I was told by, he won't talk to very many people because there's a lot of strange things around these tablets. Some people don't want them found. And so I was told by his wife that he agreed to talk to me. And that was about a year and a half ago, but I didn't get to see him on that trip. So I just went to Israel. And one of the things that I did while I was there is see this expert. Now, I'm not going to tell you, I will tell you who he is, but I'll have to turn off all the sound to do it. Show a picture with some persons in this so you can get an idea. Some people, there's the black basalt one. But you can see how big they are by these people. And this is Karen Brady. She'll be here tomorrow from Ireland, Northern Ireland. And go back to the ones. There's a black basalt one. See the black basalt one over there? And go back to the picture before that you had of all of them. That's a black basalt. And you can read them. It's easy to read if you know to read Hebrew. And so we know what is said on them. And keep this picture up here for a while because I want to explain these little round things right here. Where these came from. In Iraq, Ezekiel was very venerated and honored. And so when he died, they built for him a tomb, a very fine tomb. And even the Muslims honor Ezekiel in a different way than we do, but they do honor him. And so this expert told me that the name of this tomb is named Machpelah.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.